And on that day, by the reason of the anointing, burdens shall be lifted, yokes shall be destroyed. Anointing fast forwards your life, anointing empowers you, anointing makes you become a different person. Hallelujah. I am believing God tonight that after this meeting, your colleagues that saw you today, when they see you tomorrow, they'll be seeing a totally different person. If you believe that, shout a good amen. Without much ado, let us welcome to the podium Pastor Taiwo Ayeni.
Be lifted high, be lifted high. You are holy, righteous and worthy. Oh Lord, be lifted up. Be lifted up.
Be lifted up.
Be lifted up.
I want you to turn into prayer tonight. It says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Ask the Lord to be lifted. Ask him to be lifted above your situation. Ask him to be lifted above the troubles of life. Ask him to be lifted above the challenges you are going through. Ask him to be lifted tonight. Father, be lifted. Lord, be lifted. Father, be lifted. Lord, be lifted. Be lifted in awesomeness. Be lifted in glory. Be lifted in power. Be lifted in dominion. Be lifted tonight, that an end may come to the troubles and the struggles that I go through. Ask the Lord tonight, lay your hands on my situation and put an end to all the troubles of life. Give me a new song. Give me a new song. Give me a new song. Let me sing a new song. Let there be no more weeping. Let there be no more crying. Let there be no more sorrow. Let my eyes see your glory in the land of the living. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. To you be the glory and praise. In Jesus' name the Lord will pray. Amen. Jeremiah 31 verse 16. It said the Lord will stop your eyes from weeping. Yeah. And your mouth from crying. Jeremiah 31, put it on the screen for us. Just said the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, said the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. Listen to me tonight. That same night that God visited the children of Israel in Egypt, the Bible says every home in the land of Egypt, there was sorrow. There were tears. Are you following me? Weeping and crying. Even in the house of Pharaoh. You are going to pray tonight. I will stop from weeping. I will stop from crying. But the house of my enemy has started their weeping. They have started their crying. Oh God, Almighty Lord, visit them with sorrow. Every enemy who have hindered my move, who is the next level adversary, let there be no stoppage of crying. Let there be no stoppage of tears. Let them have abundance of tears, abundance of weeping, abundance of crying. But for me and my house, no more tears, no more weeping, but our work shall be rewarded. But our work shall be rewarded. But our work shall be rewarded. Because the Lord is on our side. Because the Lord is on our side. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. Deuteronomy 33 verse 11. Deuteronomy 33 verse 11. It said, bless Lord my substance. It said, bless Lord his substance. But you are talking to change it. I said, bless Lord my substance. Accept the work of my hand. Smite through the loins of them that rise against me. And of them that hate me. That when they fall, they will never rise again. Do you see the way I prayed it? Hello? See, see where I prayed it? Follow me. Bless, O Lord, my substance, and accept the work of my hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise up against me, and of them that hate me, that when they fall, they will never rise again. Prayer. They will never rise again. They will never rise again. They will never rise again. None of them will rise again. None of them will rise again. Ask the Lord tonight. Ask the Lord tonight. My substance is blessed. My substance is blessed. My substance is blessed. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. My substance is blessed. Because the Lord is my helper. Because the Lord is my helper. Because the Lord is my keeper. He will bless my substance. My going out and my coming in is blessed. Because he's the Alpha and Omega. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed, blessed be your name. In Jesus' name the Lord we pray. Finally, Psalm 92 says, in verse 9, our doctor just prayed the prayer. But I want us to look at verse 9. It says, for lo, your enemies. Oh Lord, for lo, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. That is, not a single one will remain. Not a single one will remain. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered out of my marriage, out of my business, out of my home, out of my job, out of my career, out of whatever I lay my hands to do. But my horn you will exalt. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. You will exalt my horn. You will scatter them. They shall perish. They shall perish. They shall all be scattered. They shall perish. They shall perish. They shall all be scattered. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed, blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. Let's have our seat rejoicing tonight as we go quickly into the word of the Lord and the anointing. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm reading Ezekiel 34, 27 that we began to look at since Sunday. And the tree of the field shall yield a fruit, and the earth shall yield an increase, and they shall be safe in the land. I shall know that I am the Lord when I've broken the bands of the yoke and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. Tonight, I want us to continue from where we stopped yesterday night. I want you to understand that we began to look at the word of the Lord. And I said to us, the reason God brought you to the mountain of the Lord, to the mountain of prayer, is to cause the evil beast to cease out of the land. Is to give you the opportunity to ask, opportunity to hear, opportunity to look, opportunity to see. And I said to us, the man who ascend must be able to stand, must be able to abide, must be able to dwell. And I said to us, going forth, that the evil beast that God wants to cause to cease out of the land is the next level adversary. And we saw them as number one, impossibility. Number two, limitation. And number three, delayed blessing. And I said to us, delayed blessing has five associates. Number one, detained blessing. Number two, denied blessing. Number three, deflected blessing. Number four, defrauded blessing. Number five, deformed blessing. I did not complete the deformed blessing. Deformed blessing is a blessing that comes not the way you expected. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9, we hear the story of a man called Jabez. The Bible says the mother named him Jabez because he was born out of sorrow. But the Lord intervened for Jabez. And the Bible says in verse 10, God made him more honorable than all his brethren. And Jabez prayed 5 prayers. Listen to me. Without prayer, a man may never overcome the challenges of life. Jabez prayed, oh, that wouldn't bless me indeed. Let your hand be with me. Let your hand not grieve me. Oh, enlarge my cause and bless me. And God answered the 5 prayers. In the same chapter of Chronicles, where God squeezed 10 names in a verse, where God squeezed 20 names in a verse, when he got to Jabez, he gave Jabez 2 verses in chapter 4. So I want you to understand that the adversary rose up against Jabez. It was called sorrow, born deformed, but he turned the table against the enemy by lifting up his voice unto God. And the same God who had Jabez will hear you when you pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. I said the same God that had Jabez will hear you when you cry in the name of our Lord Jesus. Say after me, Heavenly Father, tonight, the oil of deliverance, the oil of the Alpha and the Omega will visit me tonight, and my story shall turn to glory, and my labor shall turn to favor in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Ask the Lord tonight, oil of mercy, oil of favor, locate me tonight, locate me tonight, locate me tonight. Locate me and bless me. Locate me and bless me. So shall it be. Locate. 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 In Jesus' name the Lord will pray. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 2. Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. Unto them that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and they shall go forth as a calf in the stall, and all their enemies shall become ashes under their feet. How will your enemy become ashes under your feet? It is because you carry fire. It is because your fire consumed them and they become ashes and they ended up under your feet. Every enemy in your life shall be under your feet in the name of our Lord Jesus. They shall become ashes by fire. So I said to Ross that when the yokes are destroyed, when the enemy is taken out of the way, one of the things that first happen is that the rain of glory will fall. Why must the rain fall? So that the rain will fall upon your seed, that Ezekiel 34:27 may become a prophetic reality. When the rain falls on your seed, what happens? Fruits will come. He said, and the tree of the field shall do what? Yield the fruit. And the ash shall do what? Yield the increase. Joel chapter 2, 23 tells us, it says, he will give you what? Both the former and the latter and the firstborn. And 24 says, and the what? And the whole place shall be filled what? With fruits. And the floor shall be full of what? Wheat. And the fire shall be overflowing what? With wine. Listen to me. Fruit is an evidence of God's answer to prayer. Fruit is an evidence of divine breakthrough. One of the daughters of my stepfather had had challenges in the area of conception. And so for many years, it was topsy-turvy. Is that they say she missed her period. Before they know it, something happened, she lost it again. Before she knows, she lost it again. And so one day, my stepfather called me. He calls me Brother T. He used to call me Brother T. Praise the name of the Lord. We're that close. That he calls me Brother T. My stepfather. Praise the name of the Lord. We're very close. So he said, Brother T. He said, one of my daughters is coming. We're going to pray for her. So we took out one of the rooms and we began to pray. And you will not be, thank God it was myself and my stepfather. He said, me, oh, shame, I'm no more doing, leave me. I'm no more doing, leave me. Now, that will give a conception that somebody's trying to rape her or something like that. And I said, we're not leaving you, you are leaving. When did you enter? She said, I entered during a naming ceremony. When they took Orogbo and said, you'll be going like Orogbo inside her belly button. Spirit of barrenness waited for the time to show up. He was there operating, and nobody knew until the time to conceive came. And I said, this is the vessel of the Lord. She has made a declaration for Jesus. Therefore, Satan cannot dwell in the same temple that Jesus dwell. And the Bible says, a man and a woman shall come together. They shall become one flesh. And they shall be a seed of increase. Therefore, we command it to leave. And what happened? Exactly about, we've not seen her for about 4 months. Or going to 6 months. And suddenly, my stepfather was watching through the window. And she saw her coming, pushing the thing like this. She was screaming, Brother T, come and see, come and see. I said, Daddy, the day we prayed for her, I believe she was. I said, come and see, just come and see, come and see. Now, listen to me. Fruit came. Why? Because the owner occupier was dislodged. Because the devil was dispatched. Because the enemy was dislodged from the place where it's not supposed to be. I pray for you today. Every devil operating in any area of your life, killing and destroying, eating and festering, I say by the anointing, the yokes are destroyed by power in the name of our Lord Jesus. Number one, fruit will show up. That's the evidence. A man has no money. He's struggling. Are you following me? He's living from paycheck to paycheck. When the yoke is destroyed, you will see the evidence. Money will be coming from left and center. Opportunity will come from left and center. Number two thing you will observe when the yoke is destroyed is that there shall be restoration. Restoration. Where is that in the Bible? Joel 2:25. It says, I will restore to you the years that the canker worm, that the caterpillar, that the palmer worm, are you following me? Have eaten. I will restore. Now notice it does not say I will restore the year. What does he say? Years. Years. The day I called this revelation, I went as far back as 1967. I said, Lord, 67, 68, 69, 70. I began to tell the Lord that all those years, restore them. Because you are a restorer. You are not a liar concerning your word. Whatever you have declared, you are able to do. I want you to join me and say, Heavenly Father, whatever I have lost in years past, according to your word, in Joel 2:25, restore them to me. Restore them to me. God is a restorer. Listen to me tonight. Do you know the wish of God for you? Do you know the desire of God for you? In 3 John verse 2, it says, I wish above all things, are you following me? That ye may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. You may tell me it's John that wrote it, is that not so? But it's the Holy Spirit that wrote it. That is the heart of God for you. The day I saw it, I told God, I said, God, I thank you that your wish for me is to prosper. I agree with you. And the Bible says, where two or three I agree, are you following me? As touch it is done. I said, God, do it as you have said. Your wish for me is to prosper. I agree, I will prosper. Your wish for me is to be in health. I agree, I'll be in health. Even as my soul prospered. A man had been sick for many years. His sickness was so bad that his wife ran out. His wife left him. All his houses sold just to kill him, but no solution. They took him everywhere. But after all the running all over the place, he settled for God. He said, I've gone everywhere. I'm no more going anywhere. He got saved, settled down in a church. I was hearing the word of the Lord, and they told him a man of God was coming to minister in a particular church. Himself, his house girl, and his driver. They went. And as soon as they got to the place, the man of God began to preach from 7:30 in the evening and until 9:30 when he dropped the mic. The man did not hear any other thing the man of God said. Except the fact that the man of God said, if I can stand on the word of God, my health will be restored. I will be healed. So they got home that night. He called the house girl. He said, Clara. He said, sir, come here. Call me John. So John came. He said, go into my bedroom and bring me my giant Dick's Bible. So he sat on the wheelchair. He was there on the wheelchair waiting for them to come. So John came. He said, Clara, spread the Bible open to Mark 11, where he says, by stripes ye were healed. So open it. So they open it. He said, put it on the floor. So Clara will be able to. So now, John, you carry my right leg. Put it on one leaf of the Bible. Clara, who happened to be a serious person, who began to pray. Ah, no, daddy. You desecrate the Bible. That's desecration. No, not your leg. He said, were you not there when the man of God said, if I can stand on the word of God? Listen to me. Sometimes you need to do the ridiculous for the miraculous to happen. Are you following me? The man has stand on the word. You could not interpret it the other way for him. But by authority and understanding, he said to the girl, I command you, put my leg there. I'm the boss. Put it there. The enemy wanted to rob him of his miracle. What happened? Clara reluctantly put the leg on the one leaf of the Bible. John carried the second and put it on there. And he told the guy, carry me here. John, carry me here. So they lifted, because I was paralyzed from here down. So they lifted him and helped him to stand on the Bible. And as soon as he stand, according to the testimony, he said, I felt fire, electric shock from my leg to my head, and the thing went back to my leg from the head. Chua! He said, I collapsed under the weight of the anointing, and I did not wake up until 2 hours later. Brethren, I want you to understand, God is a restorer. God can meet you at the level of your understanding. God can meet you at the level of your revelation. Listen to me. It is not about oratory. It is not about wisdom of man. It is not about the knowledge of man. It's about the simple faith that God is willing to meet you with. When the man rose up from the ground, went inside the shower and bathed himself for the first time, and after he showered, went into his wardrobe and took, you know, one of these Nigeria's buba and danshiki and wore a sandal. And then stepped out of his house for the first time and turned right and began to walk. Children began to, isn't it Baba Landlord? Baba Landlord, Baba Landlord, Baba Landlord is walking. 25 years I never walked. Baba Landlord is walking. We now. What did he do? He carried his Bible on his chest. He never said a word. He never said a word. He carried the evidence and was just waving. And was just waving. Other landlord followed him. Are you following me? Because they never seen a miracle like that. That day, Christ was glorified. That day, his house became a house of fellowship. That day, heaven descended because one man chose to receive the miracle from above. All the heaven is waiting for is for your testimony. All heaven is waiting for is your testimony. And I pray for you, your testimony shall not be taken away from you. You will not be robbed of testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Number one, fruit. Number two, restoration. Number three, satisfaction. Joel 2:26. It says, and my people shall eat in plenty. And they shall be what? They shall be satisfied. I didn't say Jobo. I said Joel. Joel. 2:26. So he said they shall eat in plenty. And they shall be what? And they shall be satisfied. And do what? And praise the name of the Lord. Your God. That the word dealt wondrously. Why? Because it's a wonder. God is awesome. God is a wonder. You see, God is so awesome. Are you following me? That the delay you thought you were going through, it can turn it around like this. Are you following me? He will give you so much abundance that you begin to wonder, am I dreaming? Or is this real? Can this be God? God works in such a way that when you testify about him, your voice will be shaking. When you testify about him, many will begin to wonder, is he telling the truth or is he a lie? When somebody gives a testimony and you believe it at once, are you following me? Sometimes you begin to wonder, can this be God? But when there's some testimony where it looks like it is even doubtful for 1% to believe, then you know God is there. you know God is at work. How can you explain it? That an accident happened on Yaya Road. Everybody in the bus died. And a 2-year-old, are you following me? Landed inside the sand and sand covered her. And while the fire was burning, everybody was burning, this little girl did not burn. 1 hour later, they came and saw something moving in the sand. That can only be God. I said, that can only be God. A man left Lagos, a redeemed pastor, left Lagos to do business in Port Harcourt. And when he got to Rumola Junction, two armed robbers stopped him. They collected his bag. He said, please, you can take everything in the Bible, but give me my Bible. That was the only offense. He said, you are still talking. And they pumped 3 bullets into his chest. Pa, pa, pa. Pa, pa, pa. And the man fell to the ground, rushed him to the hospital. And lo and behold, when they opened up his chest, what did they find? They found that the 3 bullets lay side by side, held by his thigh. So the doctor did not need to dig and look for the bullet. The doctor just pulled the 3 bullets that lay on the thigh and pulled it out and sew him up. And the man began walking the same day. Glory to God. And in the Punch newspaper, it was written, only God can do this. Only God can do this. That man asked, give me my Bible. And that was his offense. You can take my money. You can take everything, but give me my Bible. I pray for you today, you will be satisfied. With the miracle God will do in your life, you'll be satisfied. With the testimony will bring, you'll be satisfied. Number one, there will be fruit. Number two, number three, number four, you will never be ashamed. Is there? My people shall never be ashamed. It didn't say not. It didn't say not. He said never. Let's go to verse 27. You see the same thing. Verse 27. And ye shall know that what? I am where? In the midst of Israel. And that I am the Lord your God. And honest. And my people shall never be ashamed. You probably have not heard this testimony before. Reverend George was building his church right in front of a mosque. George Adegboye. And the people in the mosque told him, no. You're a foreigner. We are the owner of the land. We are the people of Quora. You cannot be your church facing the mosque. It is either you go into a deserted place to be your church, not here. And Reverend George said to them, oh, you don't know the right information. You don't know. You think you are the owner of the land. The Bible says, the heaven of the heaven belongs to God, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. My father is the owner of this land, and he has given me right. And if you are not careful, even your mosque will relocate. So what did they do to him? Follow me. I want you to understand that in the battles of life, only those who have Jesus are the one who can win. Against all odds. What happened? They paid 4 assassins to go and carry Reverend George in the house. They never told them he was a pastor. They never told them he was about church. They told them that he's a stubborn man who is troubling our religious service. Just kill him. And Reverend George's wife had been sick for 3 months. She just arrived from UCH that day. Snatched from the hand of death. Only right in her presence for assassin to carry her husband. Now you imagine, he won't have been sick for 3 months. Just arriving to say, let me praise God, though. At least I'm home with my family. They took her husband right in her very presence. 4 of them. So Reverend John said, when they were taking him, they asked him. They said, by the way, who are you? He said, I'm a pastor. Ah! When they say, ah! You're a pastor? He said, yeah, I'm a pastor. They didn't tell us you're a pastor. I said, I'm a pastor. I'm a man of God. He said, okay. He said, and one of them, the leader now told the people, I'm not more doing, no. My father told me that if you touch a pastor, you will suffer. And I know that if you kill this man, but they paid us money. They paid you money. Do they have gun? We have gun now. When we get there, we'll shoot our gun. We'll shoot in the air. And they go and show them that these are the remaining pellets. We've killed the man. So he said, so you're a man of God. Say, we're a man of God. Say, okay, what we'll do, we'll take you inside the bush. We will shoot into the air and then carry you back to near your house and you go. But on Sunday, hear the testimony. Hear the testimony. Say, but on Sunday, because they carried him on a Friday, on Sunday, you must do a roaring thanksgiving in your church that the most everywhere must know you do thanksgiving. Say, will you do it? He said, leave that to me. I will do it. That Sunday, they locked everywhere. They were thanking God, dancing around the church, dancing around everywhere. Because the armed robber said they would be in the church. Lo and behold, they were in the church. The armed robbers were in the church to make sure that they did thanksgiving. Listen to me. Who had the shame? The people across. They gathered, began to what? They saw him dancing with Agbada, dancing into the church and dance outside the church. They danced around, dance, giving thanks to God who delivered him from the hand of death. I pray for you today. On the day of your thanksgiving, your enemy will have a headache. On the day of your thanksgiving, your enemy will have a headache. They will have a trouble. They will have stomach ache. They will have a disaster. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said the portion of the wicked is shame. So I want you to understand, the Bible says the righteous shall never be what? Never be put to shame. When the next level adversary is that word, no shame. No shame. And finally, in this segment, what happened? When the yoke of the enemy is destroyed, what happened? There will be divine acceleration. There will be divine acceleration. In 1 Kings 18, you will see in verse 46 that the Bible says, the hand of the Lord fell upon Elijah and he outran the chariot of what? Of Ahab towards the gate of Jezreel. Are you following me? What did he do? He gathered his loins. He gathered his loins and what? And outran Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. That is not ordinary acceleration. In case you don't remember, there's a man in Nigeria who had what I call divine acceleration. And that man's name is called Goodluck Ebele Jonathan. Are you following me? While he was the deputy chairman, something went wrong with the chairman. They took him out and he became chairman. When he became deputy governor, something went wrong with the governor and they took him out and he became governor. Are you following me? While he was still trying to find his way as a governor, Obasanjo from nowhere came, plucked him from governorship and put him down as VP. And while he was still trying to find his way as VP, he became the president. So now you see, when a man lands on the place of glory, are you following me? And Jesus is not the center of his life, he will misbehave. That is why the Bible says, do not give the gift of God unto swine. Do not give the gift of God unto what? Unto those who have. Now, do you know, follow me carefully, do you know that most of the people who win lottery, they become poorer than when they were from the beginning? A man in UK won £500 million lottery. The first thing he did was to buy an helicopter. Follow me. Follow me. It was when he bought the helicopter that he discovered that he does not have a helicopter pad in his house. Are you following me? And he went on and on and on, and within 9 months, he became bankrupt. Listen to me. The problem is not money. The problem is wisdom. You may have billions, and if you have no wisdom, you become poor. Money answers to what? To divine wisdom. Money answer to understanding. Listen to me. There is nobody in life who misses the four legs that God had ordained and ever survive it. Are you following me? He may get into glory very quickly, but he does not have those four legs. Are you following me? He's never going to make it. And what are those four legs? They are found in Proverbs 2 verse 10 and 11. Proverbs 2, 10 and 11. What does he say? He said, when wisdom entereth your heart, and knowledge is what? Pleasant unto your soul. What is wisdom? What is wisdom? Wisdom is the Lord Jesus. Are you following me? He said, where are you, wisdom? Where are you, wisdom? We went to the water, it's not there. We went to the land, it's not there. We went to there, it's not there. Wisdom, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Wisdom transforms a man. Wisdom empowers a man. Wisdom places a man on a sure ground to know one with God is a majority. A woman born again, tongue blown, raptured, demon chasing, looking for a baby. The friends are convinced her that there is a baba somewhere who can do it. My brother-in-law is her pastor. And brother-in-law said, look, we do early morning cry for pregnant women, expectant mothers. You are all pregnant, but God is telling me one of you will die in child labor. And I kept asking God, why, how? And God is saying that you are giving his glory to another. Please, if you are the one, do not bring shame to this church. I beg you. You know this woman didn't come out. True life story. No wisdom. Listen to me. It is lack of wisdom for you to have Jesus and say, go and seek for other help somewhere else. So what happened? On the day of delivery, her husband and this woman had gotten a padlock. And the baba told them that when she is in labor, remember to unlock the padlock. If you don't unlock the padlock, she will die and the baby will die. In the rush, they forgot the padlock. And then the baby's head, he was screaming. Doctor said, What is going on? The doctor prayed. The doctor, baba, did you do anything? He said, no. Did you do anything? They didn't remember until the woman died. And he said, Oh, the padlock. And my brother and I said, which padlock? I said, that the padlock. That was when the true story came. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Don't allow any friend to teach you what is wrong. Don't allow any. See, the next level adversary will not come with two hands and say, I'm the adversary. Yeah. No. He will come creeping in. He will come with subtlety. He will come with passion. He will come, you know, in a way that you will not be able to say no. But it is wisdom that will help you to say no. Wisdom enter your heart. Knowledge spreads your soul. Discretion shall preserve you. And what will keep you? Understanding. Understanding will keep you. Why is understanding so important? David always prayed the prayer. And I pray the same prayer every day. Psalm 101:44. He said, the word of your testimony is very sure. Give me understanding and I shall live. Give me understanding and I shall live. Psalm 119:144. Let them see it. Give me understanding and I shall live. Do you know why it is important? Because those who have no understanding cannot live. They die. They die before their time. Righteous, the righteous of your testimony is what? Everlasting. What is the testimony that Jesus lives? What is the testimony that by his blood I'm saved? What testimony that by his stripes I was healed? What is the testimony that no weapon formed against me shall prosper? He's everlasting. And he says, give me that understanding, I shall word, and I shall live. And Proverbs 21:16, what does he say? He said, they that wander out of the way of understanding, what will happen to them? They shall remain in the congregation of the dead. I pray for you today. You will not remain in the congregation of the dead. You will not follow the Joneses. You will not toy with your life. You will take Christianity serious. You will do all it takes to service the covenant, because Christianity is based on covenant. And many suffer today because they disregard the covenant. Psalm 55 says, gather unto me my saints who are what entered into covenant with me by sacrifice. And the covenant is sure. And the covenant is real. And the covenant is awesome. In the name of Jesus. Now, what is the wisdom we need to apply now? Number one wisdom we need to apply now is to call whatever we're going through a name. Number one. Don't explain it away. Number two is to call on the blood of Jesus, the weapon that is utmost weapon to deal with any situation. Are you following me? Number one is what? Call a spade a spade. This thing is not working. It's not working. Let's pray. It's not working. Let's pray. No. We don't need to pray. You know, God works in me. God will do it. Mm-mm. That story. Let's pray. Number two, call on the blood. Number three, apply the hammer of the word. Whatever house poverty has built, whatever house sorrow has built, whatever house lack has built, whatever house struggle has built, it has to be pulled down by word, by the power of his word. At thy word, at his word, at the word, at the word. Because the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And that word is powerful and sufficient to dethrone the powers of darkness. A pastor was sitting inside the church, and while he was inside the church, he had a word very clearly. And God said to him, son, step out of the church and stand by the door of the church and look up to the tree opposite the church. For the first time, he saw birds meeting, having meeting. Daylight, this kind of week, they don't come in the day. And God said, what have you seen? He said, I see birds. He said, look very well. He said, those are satanic agents meeting right in front of your church. He said, go there, prophesy over the tree, cause it to die, and then call some malam and to cut it down. And pour salt to destroy the root. While they were in the process, seven men came to him and said, you are throwing the water. You don't know what you are doing? Say, what am I doing? You are cutting the tree of honor, the tree of glory. In this, I said, which tree? Say, my father says, who is your father? Your father will cry with you. You don't know what you are doing? I say, you don't know my father. My father doesn't cry. For my father to cry, your father will cry 1,000 times. So he told him, continue cutting. Continue cutting. He gave you this fire. You don't know what to do. You will die. He said, I will not die. But live, but declare the glory of the land of living. He said, for me to die, you people will all die. They cut the yeye tree down. And that exact month, are you following me? That village is a place where when the rich enter, they go back poor. All the children of the community never wanted to come back. Why? Because none of them ever enter and return the same. And that revival broke through. After the tree was cut, all the prayer of the man who had been prayed for years was answered in one day. Are you following me? People who had deserted the church began returning. Are you following me? People were trooping. What was the problem? The tree. Victory can only come when a man receives what? A revelation. So number one, what did I say? Call a spade a spade. Number two, use the blood of Jesus. Number three, the hammer of the word must pull down every house, every tree, every word, everything the enemy has planted. Number four, the name of Jesus. Bible says that the call of his name, what happened? Every knee must bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Number five, you begin to praise and thank God. You begin to give God praise. You begin to exalt his name. You begin to glorify his name. You begin to say, assuredly, here is the Lord who had done me good. He is the God of wonder. He is awesome. He is glorious. He is merciful. He is a mighty God who never abandons his own. He is the Lord that doeth wonder. Praise the name of the Lord. So I want you to know as we round up tonight that as you follow the mandate of the word of the Lord, God will show up for you as you have done in Jesus' name. Let's stand up. It's time to pray.